Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Awesome. So today we're tackling something pretty massive in the crypto world. Bitcoin just blasted past $100,000.
Yeah, huge GE milestone. Definitely not something to just scroll past.
Right, like we gotta understand what's really driving this. We've been digging into some sources and two things keep popping up. Trump's back in the White House and he's bringing some serious pro-crypto policies with him.
And on the other side, you've got the Web3 community. These folks are the heart and soul of crypto. Their dedication is unbelievable.
So let's break it down. First up, Bitcoin breaking records. I mean, $100,000, that's got to be some kind of psychological barrier.
Oh, totally. It's like a signal to the world. Crypto is here to stay. We're seeing more and more people taking it seriously.
It's like legitimacy, finally.
Exactly. And I think Trump's return is amplifying that.
Our sources definitely seem to think so. He was into crypto before, but now it feels like he's going all in.
Yeah, he's not just talking the talk this time. He's actually pushing policies that make a real difference. Take the capital gains tax, for example.
Oh yeah, this one's huge. It's like he's incentivizing people to actually hold their Bitcoin.
Exactly. If you hold for at least 5 years, you get a tax break on any profits.
Yeah.
That suddenly makes long-term investment way more attractive.
Smart move. Because before, it was all about quick flips and volatility.
Right. And that kind of scares off the big players, you know, the institutional investors.
Yeah, it's risky. But with this tax break, it's like, hey, come on in. The water's fine.
Exactly. And it's not just the tax break. Trump's also pushing for clear regulations. That's something the crypto market has desperately needed.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's tough to invest when you don't even know the rules of the game.
Exactly. So this regulatory clarity is a huge deal. It makes institutions way more comfortable putting their money into Bitcoin.
Less risk, more stability. I get it.
Right. And on top of that, Trump's really pushing for innovation in blockchain technology.
Which is the backbone of Bitcoin, right?
Yep. It's the foundation. And by promoting blockchain, Trump's basically saying, hey, I believe in this technology. I see its potential. And that kind of support, it builds confidence, you know?
Totally. It's like a vote of confidence from the top.
Exactly. So you've got the government setting the stage for wider adoption, but let's not forget about the community, the people who are actually building this decentralized future.
The Web3 folks. Yeah, they're incredible. One of our sources calls them the backbone of Bitcoin success. Mm. And I totally see why.
Oh yeah, 100%. These are the developers, the early adopters, the ones who never lost faith, even when Bitcoin was crashing.
It must have been chaotic back then. Talk about holding strong.
It was. But their dedication is what made all of this possible. Mm-hmm. They built the exchanges, the wallets, the applications that make Bitcoin usable.
It's like they built the entire ecosystem from the ground up.
They did. And they're constantly educating people, advocating for decentralization. They truly believe in this technology and its power to change the world.
And it's working, right? Look at Bitcoin now.
It is. And with things like DeFi taking off, decentralized finance.
Hold on, DeFi. Maybe back up a sec for anyone who's not totally immersed in this stuff. What's DeFi in a nutshell?
Sure. So imagine you need a loan, but instead of going to a bank, you use your Bitcoin as collateral. That's DeFi.
Wow. Cutting out the middleman entirely.
Exactly. It's finance, but powered by blockchain, completely decentralized.
Okay. Now that's pretty cool. But it brings up a question for me. We're talking about Trump and his administration being pro-crypto, pushing for this decentralized future.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't that seem kind of contradictory? I mean, decentralization is all about taking power away from centralized authorities like governments.
Yeah, good point. And it's a hot topic within the Web3 community. Some people believe that government support can help smooth the transition to a decentralized world. Like it can bring more people into the fold.
Makes adoption easier.
Right. But others worry that government involvement could end up compromising the core principles of decentralization.
It's a tough one. I can see both sides.
Me too. It's definitely something to watch closely. But regardless of the long-term implications, there's no denying that Bitcoin hitting $100,000 is a pivotal moment.
Totally. It's almost like we're entering a new financial era.
It feels that way, doesn't it? With Bitcoin's wild ride, the passionate Web3 community, the changing political landscape.
Makes you wonder what's next. Will we see more mainstream adoption? Will this decentralized future become a reality?
Who knows? But one thing's for sure. It's going to be fascinating to watch it all unfold.
Absolutely. And if you want to dive deeper into the sources we've been discussing, head over to our website. There's a lot more to explore, a lot more to think about. And who knows, maybe you'll have some answers of your own. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.